Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how does a mere human like us come to know God? We can learn from nature that there is a God, that there is a wise and powerful source of this intricately designed creation. And our conscience also testifies to us that there is a God, that there is a higher authority whom we are ultimately accountable to. But that kind of knowledge, the knowledge that there is a God, is a very different thing from knowing God. Nature and our conscience give powerful testimony to the truth that there is a God. But to actually know that God, to know who he is, what he's like, how he feels about us, to actually know him, that kind of knowledge can only be found by God himself coming and revealing himself to us, coming and making himself known to us. In this morning's Old Testament reading from Exodus, we find God doing exactly that, as here the Lord comes and reveals himself to Moses. To give a little background, 40 years before this, Moses had fled Egypt. As he fled for his life after killing an Egyptian to protect an Israelite slave whom the Egyptian had been beating. So Moses had fled from Egypt to the land of Midian, where he then lived for the next 40 years. There he married and had a son, and was working as a shepherd, tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And that brings us to the events of today's reading from Exodus. One day, Moses was tending the flock in the wilderness by Mount Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. And there, the Lord came and revealed himself to Moses. The Lord initially made his appearance, his presence known by drawing Moses' attention to a burning bush, in which the flames continued to burn and glow in the midst of the bush, but did so without consuming the bush. Now here the flames serve as a sign of the Lord's majestic, powerful, divine presence and holiness, and the fact that the bush was not consumed by the flames shows that this holy God has not come as a consuming fire. He has come not only in his might, he has also come in mercy. This mighty and merciful God then much more fully revealed himself to Moses that day, as he spoke to him from the midst of those flames in the burning bush. And by what he said, Moses then came to not only know that God was present, he came to actually know God. So what did the Lord say to make himself known to Moses? Well, when someone is identifying himself, part of how that's done is often by giving his name. And indeed, so the Lord did with Moses. The Lord told Moses that he was sending him back to Egypt to bring his people Israel out of Egypt. And Moses then asked, when he got back to Egypt, who should he say has sent him? And the Lord answered, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So who is this God? He is I am. He is the one who is eternally, independently, unchangingly present, and not only present, but actively present. He is and will be present with his people for his people. And the Lord made that clear in the rest of what he then said to Moses, and especially in three things that the Lord reveals about himself in his words to Moses. First, the Lord shows that he is not a remote God, not a God who is unconcerned with what's happening to his people or who is uninvolved in their lives. The Lord said to Moses, I have certainly seen the affliction of my people who were in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them. Here the Lord reveals himself as a God whose eyes are always upon his people, who hears them each time they cry out to him, who cares, and who can be trusted to come to them and deliver them. A second thing that the Lord reveals about himself in his words to Moses is seen when the Lord offers the assurance that this God who is promising to be there for his people is the same God who had been there for their fathers in the faith and who will also be there for their children and their children's children throughout all generations. God said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. The God now assuring the Israelites that they could trust in him is the same God their fathers had trusted in before them. They had trusted in him, and he had delivered them. And so he is saying, he is assuring them, so he would now do for them, their descendants. He who is, I am, had been I am for generations past, and promises that he will be I am throughout all generations. So the Lord revealed himself to Moses as a God who hears the cries of his people and cares for them, and as a God whose faithfulness now and in the future is backed up by the fact that we can look back and see that he has always been faithful. And a third way that the Lord made himself known to Moses was in revealing himself as a God who provides for his people specifically by being their deliverer. The Egyptians had enslaved and had horribly mistreated the Israelites. But God would not abandon his people to their enemies. The Lord said to Moses, come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And so the Lord sent Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to set God's people free. But in doing that, the Lord also made clear that Moses himself would not be the people's deliverer. He would instead be serving as a spokesman for their true deliverer. The Lord himself would deliver his people. As God said to Moses, I have come down to deliver them. And so he did, as the Lord then revealed in his actions that he is exactly as he had described himself to Moses, as the Lord who had heard his people's cries, then came and answered those cries. The Lord who had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would provide a home for their descendants, then led the people of Israel to that good land that he had prepared for them and promised for them. And even when it meant opening a pathway through the Red Sea for them, the Lord did deliver his people as he promised, as he delivered them out of bondage and brought them into a whole new life. In this way, the Lord showed his people that he was for them as he has always been, that he was and is and will always be, I am, the God who is always, unchangeably with us and for us. So the Lord revealed himself to Moses and to his people Israel. And so he also reveals himself to us, his people today. At the time of the Exodus, God came to Moses and spoke to him from the flames of the burning bush. Today, God comes to us and speaks to us from the pages of the Holy Scriptures that he has given us. As there in his holy word, our God comes to us personally and speaks to us, making himself known to us so that we may truly know him, that we may truly know the Lord our God. And as the Lord does reveal himself to us there, what we find is that he is indeed the same unchanging God who cared for those who have gone before us. That this God we are trusting in is the God of our fathers and mothers in the faith, that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he is the God of Moses and Miriam and Joshua, that he is the God of all the faithful departed who we remembered last week in our celebration of All Saints Day, all who by grace through faith now live with the Lord in the promised land of heaven. God shows us that so that we can now have the assurance of knowing that we can trust him to do for us just as he did for them, to be I am for us, just as he was and in fact still is I am for them. As your I am, he is a God whose eyes are always upon you, a God who hears your cries and comes to you, a God who can be trusted to be there for you and to care for you just as he did those who have gone before you. And just as he did for the Israelites at the time of the Exodus, the Lord provides for your greatest needs, specifically by being your deliverer. At the time of the Exodus, the Lord came to his people and delivered them from bondage in Egypt, using Moses as his spokesman. And in the fullness of time, the Lord came again, this time to accomplish an even greater deliverance, a much greater deliverance, as he came to deliver us not from the Egyptians or from another human enemy like them, but he came to deliver us from our real enemies, sin, death, and the devil. And this time he didn't call another man like Moses to be his spokesman. Rather, this time he himself became man and came to us himself in the person of Jesus Christ, coming to us as the great I am in human flesh. And it's there in the person of Jesus Christ that we really see just what a great deliverer our Lord is. And indeed, it is there in Jesus that we most fully see what it means that the Lord our God is I am for us. I began this morning with the question of how a mere human like us can come to actually know God. And the answer is that we know God most fully as he reveals himself to us in Jesus Christ. So look to Jesus, and the cross that he bore for you. See in him a Lord who was so determined to deliver you that he redeemed you with his own holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And know that you have a Lord who literally loved you more than he loved his own life. A Lord who was saying to you on the cross, I am here for you. And then look also to Jesus and his empty tomb. See in him a Lord who did everything it took to make a way for you through death and into life everlasting. And know that you have a Lord who won't let anything, not even death, separate you from him and his love. A Lord who rose to life so that you too can live, and so that he could give you his assurance, I am with you always. Look to Jesus. See in him your great Redeemer. And know that you have a Lord whose love for you is the same yesterday and today and forever. A Lord who is and will always be your great I Am. Look to Jesus and rejoice that in him you do know the God who is love. All glory, honor, and praise be to him who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.